A little more seriously, it's a year now since the UK entered recession. It's been the worst economic downturn since the war. It's seen the economy shrink in six successive quarters, and there are nearly 2.5 million people unemployed. Interest rates have been at a record low of 0.5% for 6 months. We can speak to Max Keiser, a former stockbroker and financial journalist, and to Professor Steve Keen, who's a Sydney-based economist and one of a handful of experts to fully predict the financial meltdown. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Max, first of all, does it matter, and indeed is it true, when we hear the figures, that the UK is officially out of recession?
No, it doesn't really matter, because the total debt load in the UK has not gone down, it's gone up. The banking sector now has debts equal to 5 times the total GDP of Britain. And the numbers that are calculated to present the GDP number don't include things like debt, so they're not really good guides at all to giving a picture of what's going on. So the answer is no.
So is there no sort of financial figure that would give you the equivalent of an offset mortgage that basically would tell you exactly how much money as a country you've got? Professor
Keane? My favorite number to look at is the employment number. Unemployment mm-hmm. keeps rising because the economy keeps shrinking. And as you go forward, as the government is going to need to cut more and more to pay this debt, that unemployment number will continue to rise. There's no need to get fancy about it. If people don't have jobs, it's bad for the economy. I think that people have been deluded over the past 10 years under this Labour government in thinking that you can have an economy without jobs. That's just plain stupid.
The main thing that Max has spoken about there that I hardly agree with is the importance of the debt level, and that's what most conventional economists, and we're both critics of what's known as neoclassical economists that dominates the profession, these critics, the conventional guys ignore this stuff, and that's the impact that a change in debt has on your level of demand. And we've been living in a fool's paradise, and so is the rest of the Western world, including Australia and America, where spending has actually been coming from rising debt levels, where debt's been rising much faster than GDP's been rising. And the total demand has been coming more out of excessive levels of borrowed money. Where you get to the point where you owe 5 times your income, as Max pointed out, then people think, we simply can't sustain this anymore, and they start trying to reduce their debt. And when they do, if you start reducing your debt and say it's 5 times your GDP, and you try to reduce your debt by, say, 10% per annum, you're knocking an enormous hole in your capacity to spend. And that hole is going to be there as long as you don't address the levels of debt. If you leave them as they are, and even worse, start to make them increase, and it's private debt that matters far more than public debt here, then you're going to be continually falling back into the recession you think you've escaped.
And can I ask you, how much of a difference is it going to make, as it was sort of given other headlines over here, the war on the banks that President Obama has announced? I mean, is his banking plan basically a shift in direction for American economic policy?
This is the beginning of a shift, but it's only the beginning. I mean, this shows you have to have scalps before you get any real change in policy at any level. And we've now got a political scalp, and the Democratic Party has lost a seat it's held for virtually 60 years. The voters are no longer bolted on, and Obama's realizing how angry Main Street is. The next thing is an economic scalp, and I'm calling for that first scalp to be Ben Bernanke. We now know that the number of senators who are considering not voting for his reappointment is approaching a level of, it could be as many as 40 people who are willing to vote against him getting reappointed. And if that happens, his confirmation will be blocked. And he is an eminently suitable scalp to get for the economic level, because he was responsible for misleading people about what caused the Great Depression and actually letting the very same causes that gave us the last great crisis grow, which is massive and irresponsible levels of private debt. And while he was supposed to be on watch, that's really what he and the Federal Reserve were encouraging, the continuity from him through Greenspan, and he was the person supposed to be the expert on this. He doesn't know what caused the Great Depression. He's proving to us that he was wrong by the crisis we're now in, and letting him continue running this system would be rather like saying, Mr. Magoo got it, led us up the wrong path, let's let Mr. Magoo drive us out of here. He should go.
So get rid of him. Max, can I ask you, what should people be worried about as 2010 progresses?
Well, more of the same. Well, basically what we saw in 2008. 2008 was a huge down leg in the asset markets and banks' balance sheets and various economic dislocations. Then in 2009, you had the sugar high of all of this government bailout money, which was basically just stolen, if you will, by the banks in the City of London and Wall Street. But 2010 now, we'll see the second major leg down. You'll see another big leg down in real estate market, asset prices, and a continuation of the big theme, which is deflation.
So it sounds to me, from what both of you are saying, that it's almost impossible for Britain or any of the Western countries to come out of recession because of the level of debt. Would
that
be
right? Unless they address the level of debt, we're going to be stuck in the hole. And the trouble is, it's a bit like if you have a mountaineer who decides to climb a mountain without sufficient warmth and gets up to the top and comes back down with two gangrenous legs and then says, can you cure me without causing any pain? I'm afraid it's impossible. The level of debt we got ourselves into, and the Federal Reserve in particular, encouraged that growth of private debt in the last 20 years since the 87 stock market crash. Once you've got that level of debt and then you have to reduce your spending, you've had spending artificially boosted by rising levels of debt. When you then try to reduce that debt level, you necessarily have a drop in demand. It's impossible to avoid that. Pardon the contribution from a bird in the Canberra wild.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking you were in Australia. I don't quite know where.
Pretty
the
close
jungle.
To a magpie.
Right, okay. Listen, thank you both very much for your contributions and for that graphic image of the gangrenous legs. And Professor Steve Keen and Max Kaiser, just advising everybody, when these GDP figures come out on Tuesday, bear in mind the level of debt that we are still in as a country.